In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Thanks for tuning in to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. We have a pretty big show with us coming up. We're going to have the Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins in the second half of the program, but currently in studio, and BAF Director of Partnership Development Dr. Marty Vanier is here with me. Dr. Vanier, thank you for coming in.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. And I think this is maybe our second time getting to speak. Well, last time I kind of just sat here. I didn't really get to speak. It's more just sitting there watching and, I guess you could say, shadowing for the position that I'm now in.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about NBAF. That's the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility here in Manhattan for the regulars. I'm sure you all know. You've seen it popping up. And for the new folks, is a big agro-defense facility coming in, researching on all sorts of animal and plant-based diseases. And first of all, I think it'd be good to get in some, I guess, construction updates. Dave was in here just a few moments ago talking about, you know, every few weeks he sees a new building seems to be popping up. So what is the latest going on around NBAF?
Well, actually, we do have a new building popping up. Actually, two new buildings popping up. Everyone is focused on the main lab, and it's so big that you almost don't notice the two little auxiliary buildings that are being constructed right now. One is called the transshipment building, and that's where all of the supplies, all of the consumable supplies, the animals, everything except for the people working in the building will enter through the transshipment, and it's a part of our safety protocols. So that we have a very distinct barrier, a bright line between the outside world and inside NBAF. So that's the steel structure that's going up right now. There's also a little building that's been under construction for a while that's the water treatment plant. So we actually have our own little water treatment plant. And that's been under construction for a few months yet.
And that sort of shipping and receiving center, it seems like people might not think about it, but for a pretty secured facility, you don't want anyone to just be able to walk in or just bring in anything they want.
That's right. That's right. And particularly with respect to keeping the bad things inside the fence, literally, this way we have a very separated handoff. So all of the supplies, the test tubes, the filter paper, all of the glassware, all of the paper towels and toilet paper, everything is going to come to the transshipment building where it will be dropped off. And then vehicles that are dedicated to just inside the fence will come to the transshipment building, pick those things up, and take them over to the lab. So even the vehicles that are inside the fence will not leave the fence. They will not go outside the facility, and it's one of our safety protocols.
Just another added level there to keep things where they should be.
Yes.
And I imagine there's probably other things that are going to be maybe not necessarily used in the labs, but those will probably also have to go through that same shipping center, correct?
Yes, very likely. Very likely they will.
So probably like food for the vending machines or anything like that.
That's very likely, yes.
And then you mentioned the sort of main lab and the size of it, and you know, the way you referred to it during the break was kind of like you could have a few football games in there.
Yes, it's hard to tell now from the inside because they're doing all of the interior wall structure for laboratories and whatnot. But certainly given the total square footage of the laboratory when we just had the shell and it was wide open, we could have had two or three football games going on at once. It's just incredibly massive on the inside.
And regarding that water treatment plant, you know, from the outside, it might seem a little odd to have your own water treatment plant specifically for the facility. What was kind of the logic behind having a designated water treatment plant for NBAF itself?
Well, we have a couple of things going on. One, in some of the work that you have to do, you actually have to have very specially treated water. Sometimes it's deionized water. Whatever it is that you might need, distilled water, which is different from deionized water, you have to have all of those special waters. But more importantly, once again, it's another safety factor in the laboratory in that all of the waste discharged from the labs is treated multiple times before it leaves the site. So that also includes the water, which is going to come down, you know, through drains out of the laboratories and out of the animal rooms, will come down through drains. That will all get treated multiple times. There'll be heat treatments, there'll be chemical treatments. It'll be treated multiple times then before it's discharged into the regular sewer system of the city of Manhattan. And so, yet again, that is a safety factor that is built into the engineering, the operations of the laboratory.
And that's probably a very good thing, actually, considering the types of agents you'll be working with there and testing there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's something, speaking of another level of security, we seem to always be talking about security in regards to NBAF. And that's a thing I've heard a lot said by visitors to NBAF. They've always talked about all the various different levels of security built in and how you don't have to go back at the end stage and then implement all those security features.
Right. There's been an awful lot of good work done over the last few decades in understanding how to control and work safely with and store safely a lot of these disease agents. Some of them are actually more fragile than you would expect in the environment, but some of them can in fact reside in the open environment for some period of time. So we have to understand all of those factors, and we not only engineer around them and build around them to create hurdles for their escape, but there are also then procedures that you use to prevent that escape. So for instance, you know, coming into the studio this morning, we left the lobby, came down the hallway. You had a push-button lock that you had to open so that we could come in. We had double doors to come into the studio as a sound barrier. Those are all procedures that you have and engineering that you have so that the radio station can operate. We do the same sorts of things. So a lot of our engineering is the structure of the flooring and the walls, the fact that I've talked a lot about concrete pouring. As the concrete pours and cures, we can't have any voids in the concrete. Sometimes you'll look at sidewalks, you know, and you'll see little bubbles and stuff like that. We can't have any of that in the laboratory. So it's a special concrete mix, and it's poured and cured in a very special way. Lots of rebar. We're going to have essentially all of the rooms will be airtight. So we will have air that's outside air that comes in and it's filtered before it comes into any of the rooms. And because these rooms may potentially be contaminated with an agent, then as the air exits the room, it is filtered multiple times before it leaves the building. So in fact, we talk about the air leaving the building will be cleaner than the air that went into the building, just because of all the multiple filtrations and treatments in there. So those are some of the things that the engineers and the designers know about and understand and plan for and think about. They had to understand what kind of work was going to go on in the laboratory so that they would know what engineering features to put into the building. And now with planning for operations, now the scientists and the folks who are going to run the building are thinking about what kind of research will go on in the building. They will understand the structural safety features, and so now they're planning all the procedural features. What do people have to do to enter and exit a laboratory?
Well, I appreciate your public service by scrubbing our air for us, I guess, since it'll be coming out cleaner. Thank you for that. And I think it's about time to take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some recent tours that went on at NBAF from some elected officials and some other appointed officials. So stay tuned here for more in focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the